chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Can I get a country song? Monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Rabbit like ears it. And camel ears and tasty toenail pies. Stir it all together and this Dolly Parton surprise.
Oh. Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
I was on the Nina once.
Oh, and not the Pinta?
No, no.
Santa Maria?
No. I'm not as religious as I used to be.
Let's see what we got here.
Guess who I am this year? That's good. This is really good.
Now do your impression of him.
Of who?
What do you mean? Isn't he, what's his face? I'm gonna You know.
No, he's definitely you.
Oh, damn it! It's me! I thought it was
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
It's the beard. I couldn't give it to the shave. You see how pale I am?
Yeah, you're so pale.
No, I got it right away. Excellent.
I'm just trying to make up for Ovaltine shoulders.
Yeah, now he's got.
There's no makeup for that. Lily. You gotta go under.
Ah, I wish my hair was that full. Actually.
See, I just worn that one.
Cliff Beach want to get that booty.
That is true.
X mark the spot.
This is good.
Oh, Jesus. It's the opposite of old teen.
And what?
I look like an extra in powder, too.
That's true, yeah.
Ooh, it is
his powder's dead.
Oh, no. Is that talc?
No, it's pure corn starch.
Oh, man. Because
I had the lawsuit.
That's silky.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I know.
But it's all corn starch.
It's just Johnson.
Starch.
Just Johnson.
So, yeah, the one Johnson. So, yes, I am at Timothy Hall Music. You can see by my pale, pale skin and my graphic shirt.
Oh, nice.
Which is black.
Did you get that at Old Navy?
No, because this is a free shirt from Hazy Fox.
Oh, Hazy
Fox. So, you know, you love free shirts that say stuff, but I put bats here to cover the thing in case they want to sue for logo stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We're a big fan of this organization. So, is this what, this is, so like, I just need a bass.
Yeah, there you go.
You look like a man who died last week but didn't have any sick days and still had to show up for work.
Hey, what movie rating is a pirate's favorite? This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I'm there, Brian Sturges. You follow me at Brian Sturges and most things except for the thing I don't post. You know what? Just follow me with the ones that matter at Brian Sturges. Don't bother me on the others. All right? Yeah, you have Pirate Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music and Side Hustle and Flow. He's got a book you can listen to and read it, or you could burn it like you used to burn CDs.
I never learned to read.
Then, of course, we have
what am I?
What are you? Do you want to call it?
Oh, let's say that I'm the child of you and Cliff. Look at my arm tattoos.
Ah, those arm sleeves.
You can't make a child the way we do it.
Yeah. Well.
But I just want to keep trying.
You got to get
Cliff! All right.
Classic butt baby.
All right. Here we are. Another beautiful Halloween episode. Happy Halloween. I'm noticing that I didn't get my teeth cleaned a couple of weeks ago when they called for my six-month checkup. And against this white, white face, I can see
it's
through
rough.
The monitor the
no,
difference. But
man,
that's fine.
No, you can't get that kind of white from a cleaning. You got to do the whitening strip.
I'm Timothy Hall. I'm deleting the
horns. We don't need those.
You don't need those stinking horns. Yes. Hey, happy Halloween.
I like my memory full.
Listen, I love your Halloween.
Yeah, that's
great. Thank you. Thank you. You can't see my pantalones, but
they're red and black.
I'm keeping with the theme.
Maybe we'll take one of the videos with our phone and we'll just dump it in since we don't care about edits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no worries.
I'll do it.
Well, I see some dum-dums.
Ah, yes. Now, of course.
Talking about you two.
The setup of this table is quite magnificent, and I'm noticing that it's not in the shot. So
yeah, it's not in the shot.
Well, none of the, I have pumpkin. Son of a bitch. Who didn't clean the studio this week?
It's so webby.
You have that. You got a scented candle. You got Snickers. You got Kit Kat. You got Reese's. Ooh. You got Dum Dums. And I'm drinking a little. I made a little mocktail with alcohol.
Oh.
And it's a little apple cider with a little Jack Daniels and orange squeeze in there. I'm gonna mold.
Oh,
so it's cold. Huh. So cheers to Happy Halloween. And Mortis Deus Machina.
Yes, of course.
Day of the Dead. That's what that means. But most importantly, I will be suing you.
You should have done powdered sugar.
This man put the cock so in mocktail.
Now, not only do we have all these delicious sweets.
Rich. So sweet.
All right, look at all this good stuff we have here.
Little witch.
But... This is not an ordinary
no sir
Halloween episode on some podcast you've never heard of and have stopped Mommy. On average of 2 to 8 minutes in.
That's not bad though. 2 to 8 minutes.
Wasn't he also?
What's going on over here?
Yeah, are there two vampires in there? Anyway, no Count Chocula, no Booberry, no.
Well, that would be the serial.
It's
episode.
Always during the announcements that have momentum that goes someplace. That I lose them. Is it the seat? Is it the seat? Okay. Yeah. Don't look at me. Don't give me one. I don't look at. Don't give me side.
Would there be
eye.
a David S. Pumpkins?
No.
You know that's what I should have gone as.
You look, any questions?
You look like one of these millennials now in 30 years. You know what I mean? When you're.
You would be a good David Pumpkins.
Any questions? Right.
This is not an ordinary Halloween episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, but. Today is, are you ready? A Dolly Parton Halloween special!
Yay!
Bring her in!
Bring her in! 9 to 5.
Is she coming or?
Oh! Little sweet treat.
We have the 2023 Dolly Parton collection.
Oh. Thank you, Duncan.
Look at this. We have
turtles.
Oh, that you knew they're called turtles.
The turtles. Yeah. If you like chocolate and peanut butter, we have cornbread
sweet
muffins.
Cornbread muffins.
Good.
And then we have good old fashioned southern biscuits.
Biscuit.
Look at that.
You made these?
Look at this. I made these, and then due to the fact that I was running very behind, I asked my betrothed to help me, and she was kind enough to stop what she was doing.
Beautiful.
And
Clara.
Bake some things.
The plating. Like
she was
woman.
Performing CPR sure. at the time.
Who loves me?
Yeah. I believe, isn't there one?
Listen to me.
Missing?
Okay.
Oh. From the collection?
There's actually, there are 5 missing.
Oh, there's 5.
But the supermarket that I went to, you could only get, see what they do is, you can only, I think, get them all at Walmart or different places. So, for example, the store I went to had 3 of them, but not all 8. But then the other competing store might have the other flavor. There's also...
Collect them all.
There's a... what is it?
That's an old box.
What is it? What was it? Oh, she has a banana cake.
Oh.
And another cake. And then there's 2 frostings. So I have the boxes here.
Oh, boy.
Can I interest... Now, I know that you're on a diet, but... This is the Halloween. I know you're not going to eat this, but it's Dolly Parton. If you were to eat something, here it is.
It's
I'll
so
put it
hard
here.
To fit. Everything Ooh, looks so
look nice.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good pedestal.
Heated by that candle. That's tasty.
Now, so this is an actual Dolly Parton branded thing.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I mean, I don't know. I just know about the Betty Crocker.
No, the box.
Look at those pink boxes.
Yes.
So
that's an old box. Dolly.
Oh, you see that?
I grew up eating turtles back on the farm.
And then
and
so
squirrel.
It's caramel or caramel turtle, depending on what
caramel.
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 Merlin. You have a sweet cornbread.
Looks just like the box.
Yeah. Now, let's admit you didn't think this show would be crossing over. And promoting such a fine brand, which, I mean, send me a couple. I bought these. Send me a couple of bucks.
Send
you know what I mean?
A couple boxes of biscuits.
They're like you do the ad and we'll send you the check in 90 to 100 years. I thought it was. You gotta really read.
You gotta read the fine print.
You have buttermilk biscuits.
Oh.
And I think if you could actually look it up, Tim Hall.
Oh.
Now this is more like a George Foreman grill situation. It's just her face on the box. She didn't make the recipes, did she?
Dolly, what they do is they cut up a little piece of Dolly's bra.
Oh.
And they stick it in there. What you do is you get it out and you put it in for flavor.
She got an 18-hour bra. That's past 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's a 10-6.
Now, there's a banana bread.
Oh, you've been needing all kinds of stuff. You got to have it.
Dolly Parton's Duncan Hines. Duncan Hines. Hashtag Duncan Hines. Hashtag Dolly. Hey, Dolly.
Oh,
listen. I know that I made a very sexual move on you when I saw you in Nashville last time. I had a little bit too much of those hot toddies. I said, look at that hot body. I said, you're right. I was like, Jolene is definitely hotter to get her mad at me, but she's just Jolene. Like, I'm Dolly, bitch. Like,
Jolene has eyes of Emerald Green.
Jolene. Yeah. Turns out that she had ocular cancer.
Oh, no.
And Jolene suffered. She suffered the death that she should.
She just made a movie on Netflix a couple years ago called Dumplin. I thought they'd be dumplings, but the biscuits could probably make some dumplings.
I also have some teeth.
Tim Hall, you going to get in on this?
Hey, you want to be a vampire dad from the future? They're untouched.
Right, well, I'm just going to break off me a piece.
Yes. Oh, what are you going with?
I'm going to go with the turtle.
You're going to go with the turtle. It makes me so happy. You see? Couple of guys is bacon. Oh, and by the way, I got a notification this morning at 9:30 that they're fixing the roof. So
yeah, you may hear some. Wow, this is gonna be good.
I kind of like it. It really brings the character together. It's like watching Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. He was only on screen for 12 seconds or something. What an Oscar! I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. He did a good job.
He did.
What am I looking up?
You're looking up. Hashtag Duncan Hines, Dolly Parton's flavors. There's like 8 total.
Two frosties. Banana.
Well, yeah, that's
coconut.
Coconut. That's the one. There's a coconut cake. There's a banana cake.
A fudgy.
Those were new. Those got added later.
What did you say?
A fudgy.
A fudgy?
Yeah. A fudgy.
An actual fudgy.
Actual fudgy.
That's the one that was missing, the fudgy.
Oh, you were looking at that fudgy.
I used to pack fudge late at night at a place.
Call your apartment.
Yeah.
Call the YMIK.
And if you want to dunk into my Hines, you can catch me at 34.
Gregory Hines.
Slide into my DMs and get the rest of those numbers.
But listen, go ahead. If you meet Dolly Parton, tell her I want my
$40. That was $40?
They really well,
No. Well, but for the ad, plus recoup.
Plus the time.
Yes, these were on sale.
The heat, the
this
gas.
This was maybe $15. $13 to $15. I think they were $4 a piece. That'd be, $12 plus tax?
Right.
That's $13.47.
That's economical.
In,
right? So this, that is just $35. Big old family.
Oh,
that's for the actual advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to take these out.
Don't be so cheap, Dolly. We love you.
I mean, they all look good.
We love you.
But I feel like I have my daily calories on the turtle. But I like chocolate.
Well, I'm going to try all of them. Because I'm a big fat dad.
He's a big fat dad.
Why don't you guys talk about something Halloween? Now, you did not celebrate Halloween as a kid.
I did not.
Because you weren't fun. What was the story?
I was from a religious set. And so we didn't celebrate Halloween. And we used to hang a sign on the door that said,
don't bother.
It was like a jack-o'-lantern with a no-smoking thing, and they say, this house is covered by the blood of Jesus. And kids would run screaming from our house. We were just sitting in the dark, couldn't watch TV, nothing. But I never went to school, could never eat the candy.
Damn.
And so, I didn't start dressing up until adulthood. But I hear that people give out different things. Like, people give out candy, but this old lady I knew gave out apples. at Halloween. Yeah. She said they were refreshing. People loved them.
I give out razor blades and Snickers bars.
Yeah. Condoms.
That was me. You know that old thing you heard? That's been me the whole time.
You can't give out condoms.
Timothy Hall music.
Oh, no.
I love to put... I Timothy Hall, at Timothy Hall Music, love to put razor blades in Mars products in order to hurt small, innocent children, particularly Romanian orphans.
Oh, no.
Not baby gypsies, as I refer to them as.
Well, I heard that
Timothy Hall.
Regionally, they do different things. So I had a friend from the Midwest, and he said for kids to get candy, it's very well known that they have to tell a joke. And so kids will pass around and test out their jokes in school so that, you know, you have to, it's a give and get program. You don't just get candy. You have to say, what's your joke? And they give it, and then they get the candy. So I thought as a comedian, you would enjoy.
When Jews get married? No? Get? Sorry. All right, these two Protestants over here, am I right? Oh, by the way, speaking of comedy, what do you think about the war in Iraq? Is that what's happening? What's happening?
But
this was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, true.
We're in war now. Oh, do you like how we made like the biggest warship in the U.S.? It was like a $2 to $12 billion ship. And it just happened to just end up outside of Israel. But we don't talk politics. We don't talk politics, religion, but we all know that.
But we talk about fiscal responsibility. Yeah. You know that
America's talk about fisting responsibility,
right.
Which is you have to, can't just go in. You got to start with a finger.
That's right. Ethical ejaculation.
Move up. Ethical ejaculation. Yeah. Yes, yes.
But no, I was going to say.
Margaret Thatcher's platform in the early 90s.
Well.
She says, this country, stop ejaculating without permit. All of
When she died, Ding Dong the Witch is Dead went to number one.
Oh, yeah, people didn't like her.
What do you think about, I know this is going to chap your old man testiculars there, about that. Did we already talk about this? The country guy
rap
who
the
had the song about poor people and...
Oh, the country guy? Try that in a small town or whatever
it's called. Yeah, did we talk about that on here?
Is it Jason Aldean?
Yes, Jason Aldean. He was like none of this is correct, but he's like a coal miner... And whatever, he works in some factory.
He makes breakfast sausage.
But he released a song on his phone, and it became the number one song in the world within 72 hours.
Nice. I'm into it.
And he's just a guy. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay, we pull it up.
But Jason Aldean is famous, though.
I don't think it's Jason Aldean.
It is Jason Aldean.
Oh, I know that guy. You watch this guy?
I see him all the time.
No. What is this? This is not it.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not Jason Aldean. No. No, he's some guy. No. He's like a...
Well, this guy's definitely famous.
No, he's like a hillbilly from a state that doesn't matter. You know one of those out there.
Okay, so I type in hillbilly.
Just look up red-bearded... Look up a guitar rich poor man from Cleveland or something. Man from Texas. Poor man, chicken picker. Put up
rich
poor
man. Poor man?
Rich man from Richmond. Rich man north of Richmond.
Poorman's. Coleman's daughter.
Paulman's. Ooh. By the way, I'm going to give you the review of the biscuit. The biscuit.
Biscuit. Son of a bitch. Oh, God. Oh, it belongs to the night.
It's over. The spider got that one. I thought it was nice. It's flaky. It's
kind of
light.
Charlotte's Web.
It's light. Most are too heavy. It's very light. I like it. Great job, Dolly.
Dolly and this guy. Duncan has. Oh, yeah, this guy. That's good. It's like a Chris Stapleton. It's people like that.
Yeah.
So what's the story with it?
He just filmed this on like his Motorola and just put it out. And then some organization, like NPR or something, saw it. It was like, oh, this is a song about how it's tough to be whatever. And that shit blew up. It went viral. Within 3 to 5 days, it went to the number one song globally.
That's correct. Because the white man can never get ahead.
That's true. Well, some of them.
I mean, black people sing about their shit. Nobody, NPR doesn't
pick it up. It's the blues. Are you kidding me? All you see is the tiny desk series. Like, each one is more petite and blacker than the next.
That's because it's a tiny desk.
They're like, oh, we can't have all those fat guys in there. Like, we got to get a small band. Yes. Do you want to review some of this?
Get into that biscuit.
I'm going to get into the cornbread next.
Oh.
Hanging off of that.
I know, I got some in here, too.
Charlotte's review said it was not terrific.
All right, now the cornbread review.
Cornbread, as always, the best.
I feel like this is something that,
both hold up well. I love muffin tins. Makes it so easy not to mess up the pan. Do they have shortening in it or butter? Or?
All right, here's the deal about this one.
It's not good.
The price of it, because cornbread mix, you can get two of those boxes for a dollar.
Jiffy!
Yeah, you know.
That's the cheap. The blue box.
So I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying cornbread's one of those things that they have to charge equally or it's weird, but it's not the same value. Now, I'm not saying it's not worth $3.99, but I'm just saying that I had to still add egg and all that stuff.
So, oh, yeah.
I feel like this one,
you don't want
delicious,
complete.
Is it worth four times the price for this? Hold on. Hold your breath.
Oh, he's still getting a little bit of that cobweb in there.
Do they have a little honey in it, or?
I would say this is a treat-yourself cornbread.
Mm. Oh, it's a treat-yourself?
It's a treat-yourself.
Yeah.
It has a sweetness to it.
Right.
Yes, I would say if this is like your in-laws are coming over, you know what I mean? They're waddling, they're a fat ass in from Wyoming or whatever. Right? You cook these up, you go to Walmart, because that's where you shop, let's be honest, you're filthy animals, and you pick this fine product up. I love Walmart, hashtag Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not litigious. I like it. I would say it's a treat. You're not going to make this every Sunday.
Would it be good with some chili?
It would be good with chili. It would be good with some jam. And, of course, on the box, they have they have fancy recipes. They have, like, cheddar biscuits. I just did
them. Yeah. I saw them jalapeno cheddar biscuits. I know some of them flat, no booty having people taking that medication called no ass at all.
I get it.
Yeah. But
just leg bones.
You know what I don't like about white recipes normally is that they add raisins and the stuff where it just doesn't belong, which is everywhere. I've seen raisins in the.
This guy just likes an oatmeal cookie. You know what I mean? Real dick.
Yeah, I like chocolate chips. I do not like raisins. I like cranberries, craisins.
I know you say you don't like raisins. Mm-mm. Except that time I made that delicious thing, which I'll make again.
Oh yeah. And sometimes I'll see like raisin juice.
What do I make? What is it? It's like a ginger spice bread.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a bit nutty.
It's a bit nutty.
Yeah.
I do. Well, that's what the gift inside is.
Oh.
I am thinking about giving out
kumquats.
Food gifts this year.
Oh.
Only because I like to cook. I haven't been cooking.
Food gifts are nice.
Either making a nice sauce.
Are you? You're epicurious.
Oh. Very I mean, I once kissed a male chef.
The easiest things to make, are like spice rubs or like...
as a gift?
Or
yeah.
Tea, you know, because you don't have to cook anything. But they can be great. Like if you have a great steak rub or something, like rub this all over and call me.
If you just dropped into this podcast
is this
right
in
now,
your eyes?
And you saw this...
Did it get in your eyes?
No, it's not in my eyes.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah.
Good. That's good.
All right, so let's go ahead, and now we'll go to the turtle.
Oh, he is literally trying the entire collection.
Well, half of it's in the goddamn cobwebs.
We'll have to part two with the banana coconut.
I have to find it.
We'll order it online.
You know, for a guy who's not eating it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry
my money.
About it.
I already got it.
I had the turtle. I mean, that's like all the calories for the day. I can't live and die on Dolly's dime.
Oh, you like?
But I want that squirrel recipe.
Mm.
Squirrels do.
Okay, so this for $3.99. See, this is worth $3.99. Oh,
that's
it was four something. It was on sale.
What did you try?
This is good.
The biscuit.
Was it good?
They're all
just
good.
Biscuit, yeah.
It's a fine company who's selling us $40.
I don't want to try a whole
allegedly.
One. Just a piece.
Just rip it in half.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little piece. But, yeah.
I just pulled a piece off of it. So.
Thank you. You got to hold it because my one eye is throwing off my shit.
Jesus. Okay.
Mm.
Well, one thing about them, they're crumbly. Those are crumbly biscuits.
Mm.
Hey, Captain Butthole.
It's good.
Can you pack a paper towel me, please?
It's almost like a KFC.
He's a rear admiral.
Or a Popeye, maybe? No, it's definitely a KFC.
That is the boo 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 Tim Hall joke of the week.
Oh man, I gotta watch out for my sleeve and this burning fire.
What are you trying to do?
You get me the night team on the phone. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is.
All right, Tim, try some of this. I can't eat a whole one, but you try
that part of where we tried them is over.
No.
Yeah, it is over.
You know, now I remember when I was like, let's try them all.
I got to say.
No one tried them. No, and I got to try them all. And then now you're just randomly eating them.
Have you thought about mixing it together like a chocolate cornbread?
Well, that's what we said we were actually going to do last time.
What a nightmare, though.
Chocolate cheddar biscuits.
I don't know. Corny chocolate cheesy. How about next time we mix? Do you want to do one where we mix them all up? We just bake it?
It's a little bit of all of us in one.
I mean,
how bad can it be?
As long as it, you know, isn't wet in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like
mistake
a drops?
Oh, no, I don't mind a chewy brownie.
If you put enough butter on it and honey,
you know
be
that
fine.
I'm a texture guy, so it just has to be, you know, as long as it's not goopy.
They all are different, though. I feel like they won't taste
Gwyneth
good.
Leave Gwyneth and her podcast out of this.
Does she have a podcast?
I hate that my brain only has so much room in it.
Goop.
Why do I need to know that?
Super goop.
Oh, and I saw, hey, Gwyneth. I saw the photo you put out at 51. Mm. Listen to me. You're only lying to yourself. I understand a little bit of Photoshop, but to not have a single flaw is disrespectful to women.
Ooh.
And aging gracefully and naturally. You don't look like that. And split the difference, because you look silly, because you're an old lady. I mean, you know.
Wow, really giving it to them.
No, but it was like,
oh, woman aged gracefully.
No, but you should see it.
I can't see it.
There wasn't a single.
I only got one eye.
Look up, like, look up, go to like her Instagram or something. It was like some. It popped up on stuff. God damn.
I'm over her.
I want a
mega movie.
I want to stick it to Blythe Danner before I stick it to her. I tell you that, but she didn't watch.
Who?
Her mother.
Her mom.
Oh, I didn't know her mom.
Well, her mother is
famous,
Blythe Danner. Yeah, so that's kind of, don't mind me.
It's got to be this one, right?
Dig them up. How you open this?
Well, that's it. We don't need to show it. I'll maybe just throw it up here now. I'll get it to you and you set it up.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't know why. I thought this was a bat. I mean, like, come on.
So what was? So what did you think? What was your review? Well, let's not drop this.
I think
awesome bit that's not going on for too long.
Chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Can I get a country song? Monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Rabbit ears and camel ears and tasty toenail pies. Stir it all together and it's Dolly Parton surprise.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh. Right?
Yeah. That's off the dome? We're going to have to.
Here's what I want you to do. For this week's TikToks, that's the music for every single one.
Okay.
Just have that be playing, and anyone that they're not speaking. I really made a message. So what do you think? Between the biscuits, the cornbread,
and cornbread is
and
good.
The turtle.
Tim ever wants the Woody Guthrie, and I can do my descant to This Land Is Your Land.
Oh.
Descant.
Well, it's our land,
term
but,
you don't hear. Well,
but we gave you a free ride here.
Well,
you're welcome.
It was the food we didn't like.
Like this white woman.
No seasoning.
Those Connecticut slaves. Oh, I saw a great post there. Like California is so left that a state that didn't have slaves is taxing people who didn't have slaves and gave it to money who weren't slaves.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the...
I'm getting the itch to get out. Mostly for tax reasons. I don't know. I kind of want to split. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to buy like a little condo by the airport. Like a Culver City or something. Like a little one-bedroom or two-bedroom condo. But you can't... Not that you could anymore. And then I want to get out of town. I want some land.
Oh, you're looking for some ranches?
I want to kill my dinner every night.
Oh, okay.
I eat my wife out of my car. All right, she's dead. It's a Halloween joke. Okay? Did that work? Is this being used in a deposition in the future?
Yeah.
I mean, did y'all have good Halloweens as kids?
I once dressed up as a pirate, and I have a picture of a very similar outfit.
Oh.
Yeah, then I dressed up as a hobo one year.
Wow,
and
classic.
The trick is you take a lighter or a match.
A hobo this year?
Under a glass, and the soot that the smoke puts on the glass, you rub that on your face. So that's back when you could dress like a hobo, and women without jobs weren't marching around saying, "Let's help these people." You know what I mean?
Let's help these.
Yeah,
you
don't see
kids.
A lot of alpha men walking around be like, "Let's help these people that are just like, I like to be left alone, and I want to shoot heroin between my toes."
Some people cannot be helped.
Yeah, that's okay. 12% of the population is unemployable, right? You're garbage. You couldn't find a job if you wanted one, like me.
I'm trying to become a Spider-Man. What about you, Timothy? Up in the Northeast?
I remember Halloween was cold, and that if you had to wear a jacket over your costume.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so cold.
Very common.
Yeah.
Very common.
So it's...
You flash people, basically. Yeah, yeah.
I have mustaches. God damn it.
What was your best costume? Best costume.
Well, the one that I remember the most is I went as a D&D ranger.
Hmm. Last year?
But everyone just thought I was... everyone just thought I was Robin Hood. So everyone just thought I was Robin Hood. I had like the cowl with the cape, or like a thing, and I had my I made a bow out of a stick and some string.
Yeah, you could have been Robin Hood this year.
Yeah.
Some kids were going out as the coronavirus, I'm assuming, during the pandemic. That was the scariest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a joke? That was like what's that guy's name? The Taco Bell joke. Who makes the jokes?
Taco Bell guy?
No, he makes the joke about the food places.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh,
you
know what I mean. You
Gary Busey?
Not the pale guy. Jim Gaffigan?
Yes.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan.
I like Jim Gaffigan.
If Jim Gaffigan was to say that and add his pepper to it, that's pretty
good. Yeah, a little pepper. A little pepper.
A little pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about those
voices? So,
speaking of sweet treats.
Okay.
Oh, he had nothing.
That was me. So a man wanted to fight me this week.
Really?
Ah.
Here's a scary story for you.
Well, that's a long list.
So I'm over by your house, and they have one of these exits where to get on the freeway, there's a right on the street, but then there's a right for the...
Oh, I know where you are.
There's a right to get on the highway, and then or there's a straight.
He's got a right.
So... I hadn't, you know, I've been on this road before, but in the moment, I was confused as are these two lanes together, like they were just going together.
Oh, right. Is it a double?
And I'm looking down at the thing. There's a car in front of me. The car in front of me goes the way that I assume we should go. He goes, kind of cuts off this truck, and then I'm behind the truck, and then I'm like, I probably meant there. But by the time you process this, you're already through because I followed the other guy out. I followed the guy ahead of me in like a lemming. So he cuts off the truck in front of me. And then the guy in the truck stops the truck, gets out of the truck, starts coming towards my vehicle, be like, that's a right-hand turn only, but, you know, and it's...
Oh, he was, like, doing a citizen's arrest.
But wasn't he already passed?
Right, but the guy who cut him off was gone.
Oh, so he directed
so
it to
he,
you.
Assuming I was some abuela or something, because I was in my wife's car. I was in my wife's car. Right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm in a like, little thing.
It's an economy.
So he got out coming, and now, he, don't let this...
I think I've seen this guy.
I don't think... I think he gets out of the car a lot.
Yes. Did he kick your car?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he have trunk?
But he was like, he's like a Trump guy. He's probably early 50s, wearing like Wrangler shorts, like what they all look like. You
Wrangler
know what I mean?
Shorts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean like cargo shorts. Yeah.
It fits my body and my budget.
So, as he's coming towards me,
no effort.
He then locks eyes and see who's in the car, and he just sees me like you know with my shaved head, and he sees me now. I'm not upset. Because I don't, I actually had my daughter with me, and it wasn't like, I was like, fuck this guy. I didn't cut you off. That guy cut you off.
Yeah.
So he's going to then stop and come out. And then he saw me, and then he stopped. Here, I've noticed this. When people have a problem with me, they'll often come charging towards me, and then I just look at them as they're charging me, and I wait, and then they always slow down. And no one has ever passed the halfway mark.
Oh, that's good.
So now he's just standing there. Now, the very first thing that I think of is if he tries to attack me, all I'm going to do is press the gas and crush his spine and legs between this car and that car. Because who knows if he has a gun? If he was to pull a gun right there, I would have floored it and say, welcome to our ramp.
Yeah.
Because what do you do, right? Because people will kill you. I know. We'll get back to you. Look at this.
There's been you know incidents where people will shoot somebody over.
Right. So like, yeah. And I was just like, I'm sorry. You should not be that upset to get out and charge me. Then he saw that I would probably, perhaps hurt him. So then he stopped, and I was just like, I just want to run this guy, pull something. And then he stopped because then he realized that you don't want me to get out of the car. Because now what's the thing? And what I like to do is you always attack the attacker because they're never suspecting it. And that's true. And you just immediately out alpha them. And you just run. So they're coming towards you. You just get out and you start running even faster. Because this guy pulls out looking for little old ladies to yell at.
He wasn't
expecting me. Now, my wife said because I had my daughter, old Brian would have gotten out of the car.
Yeah.
And we would have had a little exchange of information.
Oh, a little.
But so I just pulled around him. And went down the exit and left.
Because he's about to be in good hands.
He then walks and back to the other car and leans on the car to talk about it. While the two of them are blocking the exit for all the other cars. So I just pulled away. Now, old Brian would have just gone down the exit and then you pull over.
And wait.
And you wait for him to go again.
Yeah.
And then you go. But old Brian might have gotten out of the car.
Oh.
But new Brian's is like, my testosterone level.
No, yeah.
I'm not upset. Nothing happened. I wasn't even the one you're mad at. But like, that's a guy who like yells at his wife all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He can't be blessed.
You don't listen.
He's going to get out of the car to walk up to a vehicle to tell him about that I'm wrong for making that turn. Old Brian is one thing, but I definitely know people that would have gladly gotten out of a car. And they take that opportunity as a reason to physically harm another person and to be justified. And then they just go about their day. These old guys, once in a while, I do think they need to get the shit knocked out of them. Especially these, these.
Well, not with their kids.
West of the Valley. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta be different.
What?
You gotta be different now.
Right.
He's got a kid now.
Right, but if he was attacking my child, I mean?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, the thing is that I've learned with road rage, like, there's just a thing about driving, especially in California, that people who may or may not have anger issues in general, like, even a person who doesn't get angry can get road rage. It happens to me all the time, and I don't, like, have anger all the time.
You have. But you have an underlying hate and anger about you.
I learned recently that anger... anger is basically reverse... Or depression is basically reversed anger, which I didn't know.
I offered to hug him.
Mm.
I was like, you need a hug, buddy?
But
I didn't care. Like, you know when you're like, you're not upset at all, you're not fazed.
Yeah, that's probably
like,
scared of the most.
Can you cut to the end of the Care Bears movie from 1986?
What's going to happen? Because if I would just ruin your impediment. I would give you an impediment. In fact, petty.
I needed a good petty.
All I could think about was this guy's coming out, just floor it and crush him between the two cars if you pull the gun out.
But
you always attack the attacker, and they always stop. And this has happened several times. The wife has seen it. Some guy was talking and shit, and I was like, I talked back, and then he started charging, and then stopped, and I was like, there's so much more hallway. Why did you stop all the way there? You were doing so good. Come on, do it again. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
I don't have that energy.
You got a one-way ticket because this could be a return trip.
You know what it is? It's the fact that my eyes are now are more dead than before.
Oh.
Like, now I'm at an age where you're just like, okay.
I think on both sides, we just have to learn how to de-escalate. I think we've created a culture where people can't let things go. Like, what already has happened has happened, and there's no way to take that back.
Didn't last week you say how you spend a tremendous amount of time looking at people who have wronged you online to see what losers they are?
Well, yes, they have wronged me. Yeah. Of course. But that's what's happening now. They're losers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it when someone thinks they're a winner.
And then they fall.
Success is even sweeter than these traits.
I know a lot of people that think they're somebody's, but they're the 12%. You know what I mean?
12%.
I mean, everybody thinks they're fucking geniuses, but
that's 11% too many.
My whole thing is saying that like I'm
an
idiot.
Butthole?
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Well, you don't want to run over someone with your daughter in the car either, so just let it go.
But if he pulled a gun, I would
have. Well, you'd have no choice.
But you're not allowed to back up.
But if he pulled his penis?
I'd probably be like, okay, honey, excuse me for a moment. I have to pay the toll across the bridge.
I've got to de-escalate this situation.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Can I get a cup
of coffee? This is thematic then.
Monkey legs and buzzard eggs.
I guess I gotta turn here. That's no problem. Nope, excuse me. Rabbit ears and camel ears. And there we go.
That was me. And right after that is when I was, that man went to attack me.
Yep, I would have got out.
Well, that wouldn't make sense if you caused all of that.
We just have to be more gracious.
Fuck you.
Chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Can I get a country song?
Oh, I think I'll look at this bike. I might steal this bike. Oh, go ahead and what's up with this bike? Go ahead and
I like
that. A jump kick to the chest.
Kicked him. I like that sort of justice. Yeah. I like seeing guys getting the shit kicked out of that deserve it like that. You know?
Yeah, that is.
That's like our quick reaction. That's not my first go to. You also have to have a physicality to do that.
I mean,
a chest kick versus a punch, that's hard.
Yeah, but he unawares chest kick.
I'm saying, but you'd have to practice that, waiting for the day to use it.
He does 8 hours a day.
Yeah, he
does that kick in that same spot, and just coincidentally, a man was.
I'm a real father. I make dreams come true. My son wanted a beard. I got him one. Shirt. hey, Jay. You look like
that looks so good. How fun if you're a kid to have it. Like, look how happy he is.
Your mama gonna be mad.
He looks
good. He wanted a beard like his dad.
Yeah, they have a spray on. I used it once. It's crazy. It's so bad.
Where'd you use it?
On my pubes.
Oh.
Now, I thought you would find that a beautiful moment of.
Yeah, I like that.
You're so crashed right now.
It's just a black experience. They don't make spray on beards for white people, but.
I've seen them, but they cross over to like Latin and Middle Eastern. Yeah. So you get the guys do it, like when Rick gets his haircut.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so this I loved. Okay, when the BBC, not what you're thinking, Cliff, accidentally interviewed a man who came for a job interview on live TV.
That's filling.
Fine. Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. With regards to the cost that's involved, do you think will be downloading online?
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're gonna see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want. But I think it's much better for the development and to improve people what they want and to get on the easy way and so forth.
That's a little long, but we get it.
This does really seem
because in
to
a
be
second
the
producer's like,
is progressing yeah. now that people want to go onto the website and download music.
Exactly. You can go everywhere on the cyber cafe and you can check. You can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something.
Did he get the job?
The internet.
Thank you, Nick.
I hope so. Close board by that one. But that's pretty good. Like if you just get thrown on television and he just went with it.
Yeah.
It's like,
but he sure. Cliff she didn't so notice that right face that he made though.
Oh,
at the beginning, like,
yeah. I couldn't read the caption, so I have no idea.
I read it out loud with my words.
Couldn't hear it.
I got 11 kids.
Oh god.
Wait. You have 11 kids.
I got 11 kids, bro.
Wait, how many baby moms?
Four.
Okay, not bad.
I know I fucked up, man. You know what I mean? But hey, look, she put that ratchet head and puss on me. I went straight to sleep.
Are all four of your baby moms black?
What you think, G?
I don't know.
Man, come on. Get out the gas pillow, man. All long black.
That was my grandpa for a black wife.
Yeah?
White grandpa.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this your grandpa?
No, not that guy, but
you don't think so?
My grandpa.
Could it be?
I talked to my white grandpa recently over the weekend. He's been sick.
Get off my
butt.
This is Cliff's opening act.
Cliff. That's a clothing act.
Is that Iggy Pop's cousin?
Hey. I'm not mad at it. All
right.
That's Gwen Stefani.
Really, this episode should be subtitled When Cliff Falls Asleep.
He's getting it.
Humping the house.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and this has been the Dolly Parton's Halloween Spooktacular. Not licensed or authorized or any sort of anything. Hey, listen, I already told you where you can follow me at Brian Sturgis, at Cliff Beats Music, at 1192 Studios, at Tilly All Music. We get it.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm going to go shoot bows and arrows.
Oh, shit. That's,
maybe.
And I want a Grammy.
Maybe I'll play with your booty. Okay. Yeah. What do you call when you kill it? When you kill your own child?
I'm going to check my credit.
Something aside.
Sun aside.
We'll see you next Tuesday.